This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn. Alex is manning the controls and the phones when you call today. Governor Kristi Noem will join us momentarily. And your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for her. Text probably the quickest way to get your answer, 701-237-1590. While we're waiting for her, Thad in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm actually from North Dakota, traveling through South Dakota, but I got a little different take on, I don't think that Buck went far enough yesterday with Governor Noem, because the situation we're in with the federal government looking at mandating it and these businesses kind of shadow mandating, which is like the company I work for right now, if you have the vaccine and you're close contact, then you get paid time off, doesn't cost you any vacation, any sick leave. But if you don't get vaccinated, and I've already had it, so I actually have better immunity to it than getting the vaccine, which doesn't stop you from getting it, then that comes out of your vacation or your sick leave, or, you know, if you don't have enough vacation or sick leave, then you got to take vacation to have time off. And
all of that we've heard. Help me understand that. Sorry, I'm being quick to respond here because we're waiting for the governor. But when you say he didn't go far enough, he was a snowflake on the thing. He was like, you know, you need to do this. People want you to do this. You gotta put these mask mandates on. I mean, when you say not going far enough, it seems like you and Buck Sexton are on polar opposite sides here.
Well, but he was questioning why she isn't doing the mandate or why she's not forcing it, which the feds are looking at trying to do, whether, like right now with Biden trying to force the businesses,
right,
basically.
Right, but guess what? She is saying
that. And he wanted her to go farther. And when he interrupted her yesterday, it was because she was giving the basic political non-answer, just rambling on and not actually answering the question that he was posing to her. And
I guess I heard it a little differently. I just heard it in the break. I heard it a little differently. I heard him going like kind of all snowflake on her and not letting her speak. I'll play a clip here in a moment, and then you can decide for yourself, I guess, on this, what he was doing. I've heard her say unequivocally, the federal government will not do this to us. We will absolutely fight and die on that hill. I think she's saying what needs to be said. I wanted to say this also. I think we as Republicans and conservatives, we need to understand we have very few people. You know, certainly South Dakotans have a governor that's a Republican. North Dakota's a Republican that's governor most days. We have, you know, all Republican congressional delegations in South Dakota and North Dakota. And we want sort of, I guess, a utopian view of the fact that Republicans should be able to stop everything bad, when the Constitution says there's three branches of government and they're all controlled by liberals right now. And so our dander gets up, not at Joe Biden, not Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, that the Republicans aren't pure enough. Holy buckets, people. Circular firing squads, they do nothing. They do nothing. Joe in Michigan, North Dakota, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to recommend a way to get a red wave next year. It's a billboard campaign across the state of South Dakota on spots that supported Governor Noem. I'm sure they'd be glad to do it. It's called Biden Harris or Breaking Us. I've already got a friend of mine that wants to design this sign. On each corner, it'd be something like Afghanistan, extreme environmentalism, constitutional freedom gone. It would be very effective to get us a red wave in 2022.
I think whether it's billboard campaigns in South Dakota or North Dakota or Minnesota, for that matter, or anywhere within the sound of our voice of five states and two Canadian provinces, is That's the Patriots' work, just like those pro-life signs everywhere. I smile every time I see one. Governor Kristi Noem joins us on our Newsmaker line for the Talk Radio Town Hall on this Friday. Governor, welcome back. How are you?
No, I'm doing good, Scott. Every day is a good day when I get to visit with you.
We spent some time today with the listeners complaining about the treatment you received yesterday with Buck Sexton and Clay Travis on a national show. What was that all about?
Well, you know what? I think that everybody is feeling extremely challenged, and like their rights are being taken away in this country, and they want everybody to do all they can to fight it, and we are. I'm just not going to break the Constitution in the process. So I think it was more Buck than Clay, but Buck disagrees with me, but Buck also isn't being strategic and thinking about how if we go ahead and overstep our authority in these positions, then Joe Biden can do whatever he wants to do, and we essentially break our country when we break our Constitution.
Now, I was just saying this to the listeners. I feel like, you know, look, we're living in a time of, well, these are just extraordinary times, period. I mean, I think all of us look at each other and say, really, the border, Afghanistan, I mean, my gosh, we're just taking punch after punch. And the reaction to a lot of conservatives who voted for you, who voted for, Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven, and the Republican delegations of both states are more mad at you and them than they are Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. And it's like, okay, we do have a constitution. There are three branches of government, and I argue the three of them are dominated by liberals, so we have to fight with the tools we have, right?
Well, the situation really is that we sat through 18 months where the government trampled on people's rights, took away their freedom of speech, their freedom of assembly, their freedom of religion, and people are just at their wit's end, and it hasn't worked to rail on the liberals, and so now they turn on those that are closest to them. But this is a time for us to get united as conservatives and to recognize that liberals for years have been trying to dictate to businesses, such as the masterpiece cake bakers, that they have to bake cakes for whoever the government tells them they have to, and that Hobby Lobby and the nuns have to buy contraceptives for their employees, and that when we do the exact same thing, which is what this vaccine mandate is, that we're no better than they are, and we are better than them, because what we believe is the truth, and it creates opportunity for people, and it's what's protected our freedom for hundreds of years under our great Constitution. So I'm not going to be a governor that puts anything else above that. And I think South Dakota is being extremely successful and full of opportunity right now because we've adhered to those principles, and I'm going to continue to do it. We're conservatives there.
And I've seen you very sternly in the last number of weeks here say you're going to fight the federal government with every fiber of your being from South Dakota against these mandates, against the federal rules related to COVID. What else is in your toolbox?
Well, you know, people just need to recognize that I fight things very strategically so I can win. I don't pick fights just to fight. I pick them so I can win. So I've already said that my state employees are not going to be required to get mandates. I've already banned vaccine passports in the state of South Dakota. I've already said that if Joe Biden comes in and tries to tell anybody in South Dakota they have to get a vaccine because of the federal government telling them, that I'm going to sue him and use every action I have that's under my legal authority to use against him. And I absolutely will do that. And I've got other things up my sleeve that I'm looking at proposing and bringing forward in legislation that will really open up people's eyes to how we can better protect this issue. So I think because this is a topic right now, because of a Montana bill that is not at all like the bill that's being discussed in South Dakota, you know, people see this as the only option, but there's several options here. And also, you know, Scott, I want to remind people that I've talked for years now about personal responsibility, that people have actions they themselves can take. And honestly, people don't have a constitutional right to their job, unfortunately. That's not something that is something that you want the government stepping in between an employer and an employee. And if we do that, South Dakota turns from a right-to-work state into a pro-labor state, into a pro-union state. And I don't know of anybody in South Dakota who thinks that's a good idea. So the precedent on these kind of decisions is far-reaching, and we have to be strategic so we can win these battles.
And it should be noted that South Dakota never had a mask mandate in the first wave last year. The North Dakota did, albeit the shortest one in the nation, and the numbers fell at exactly the same time. And rate.
Mm-hmm.
One with a mask mandate. Right. You're the model for this. You're the model of freedom in South Dakota. And I guess the data point on how this is crazy, right?
Well, and I guess that's what puts a burr under my saddle the most, is that we have people who are questioning if I'm tough enough now. I mean, they literally lit me on fire last year, and I stood strong for the rights of my people. And it's just interesting to me that now people would question it on something like this. My biggest concern for people is not when I'm governor, because I know I wake up every single day just with the people forefront in my mind. What happens when you get the next governor, and what decisions will they make because I laid out precedent in the state of South Dakota? And what happens when I do something, does the federal government justify that and say they can do because we've already overstepped that authority? So that's just not who I'm going to be, and I'm going to stand strong and continue to defend the people and their rights.
We'll talk more about this fight with the feds on all fronts, by the way. We'll also talk about what we're seeing play out, sadly, in Afghanistan, the fact that there will be 13 flag draped coffins coming home, hopefully to awaken the American public, us as voters, us as Americans, to the evils we face, and also the concerns we should all have on leadership currently and American weakness. More after this with Governor Kristi Noem. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Mind powered by Hot Spring Spas and Full Tables 2. Mark Big Iron on your calendar. We're going going to give away a foosball. They'll have a hot tub out there. If I got to be a big iron and the weather's going to be a little cool, I might as well be at a hot tub, right? Kev, I've done it before.
I'll have you know I played in the Nut Goody Candy Bar State Tournament of foosball back in the day. I'm ready to go.
I'm challenging you.
All right. I am ready to go, man. I was a foosball junkie. I built a foosball table in shop class.
Todd, you're going to have to come over and try. I grew up playing foosball in Taunton, Minnesota with my cousins, I'm telling you. We had some wicked good... Wicked good foosball. So hot spring spas, pool tables too, whether it's game tables, shuffleboard, great pool tables, American-made Olhausen, whether it's the best hot tub money can buy, hot spring spas, whether it is saunas, which are a game changer, and everything you worry about as you get older, there's less of a chance happening when you spend 20 minutes a day in a sauna. Research it. Heart disease, Alzheimer's, all of it. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. A lot of fun. Patio furniture and all those things. Splash pools. But wellness is what they sell. Tell them Scott sent you. Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, too. Back with the South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Some calls coming in. Some texts coming in. All across the South Dakota. We love our South Dakota listeners. I'll boast a little bit and here say South talk radio doesn't really exist in South Dakota. It's very bizarre, but it just letting people just kind of have their say and, you know, have a conversation like we do every day doesn't exist. So we love the fact that we all have our South Dakota listeners, Montana, Minnesota, North Dakota too, of course, but we love South Dakota, the great faces, great places, right?
Well, it's my favorite kind of radio to do, so I should start my own show on your with you, Scott, and we should just do that because I love it. It's when you can really dig into issues and have a real conversation instead of just a quick hit that is sensationalized and not really digging into what's really behind the strategy of making sure we win these political battles.
Let me ask you a question about the people who voted for Kristi Noem, Doug Burgum, John Thune, Mike Rounds, Kevin Kramer. You served with Kevin in the House. You know Kevin well, John Hoban.
Yep.
We could pick individually one thing here, one thing there. We say we should be a little better. I mean, John Thune's getting barraged right now, trying to decide whether to run again. And I think it's fair to say people like a little more Kristi Noem than they do John Thune. I'm talking about our crowd, our conservative base, our Republican base. And, you know, what I see and what worries me is that we've become sort of purists and we don't recognize, look, there is a constitution and the founding fathers said there is an executive branch now, quote, controlled by Democrats and populated with people who think very differently than we do. And there is a legislative branch, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, right? And a very different mindset, okay? And there's going to be Republican governors who maybe we're not going to agree on everything, or some we're going to agree with anything. But the idea that we should fire up a circular firing squad as conservatives and say, you didn't fight hard enough. I'm sick of you not fighting hard enough. I'm done with you. When we have a battle against a Biden, a Pelosi, a Schumer, a way of thinking that is so foreign to everything we care about worries me a little bit. Do you worry about that?
It does worry me because I see Republicans fighting Republicans so much when we've got Democrats that are socialists and Marxists. I mean, that's literally how extreme they've gotten. So if we're going to save our country, we have to have a team to be on. What team are we on? And if we want to be off on our own and in a corner and blow up everybody, well, that's fine. But good luck getting enough votes to change anything. Good luck getting enough votes to keep a real leader and a fighter in the position that you need them. So I think people should wake up every single day and say, what can I do today? What can I do today that helps protect and defend America? And that's the thing that I think a lot of people just turn and blow up their leaders and say, you do more, you do more, you fix the government, you use the government to step in between all these situations. And all the time we turn around and think about the people that fought in our Revolutionary War. They were fighting for the freedoms and that I'm standing on every single day, and they didn't expect somebody else to fight that battle for them. So sometimes, you know, this instant gratification society and this volatile, you know, open, unfiltered criticism of everybody around us is good, but we also have to recognize that we also need each other, that we're in the people business. This is a business of making sure we're giving a better future to our grandkids. So, man, pick a team because it's us against the socialists right now, and we got to win. We absolutely have to win.
Well said. Sylvester, Morristown, South Dakota, for your governor, Kristi Noem. Go ahead, Sylvester, with your question.
Yeah, Christy, good to talk to you. Said I have to
stay in
South Dakota. I can't talk to you from South Dakota, but we can talk on the radio. This is crazy. But thank you for fighting for us. I'm trying to understand exactly what happened with this whole thing that Buck and everybody's talking about. I don't think it's clear enough. But what happened is we have South Dakota legislatures that drew up some legislation. They put it on your desk for you to sign. I don't know.
No, they didn't. They didn't. See, that's
which,
the thing.
Which bill are we talking about here? Which bill are we talking about, Christy?
Well, I think he's talking about this vaccine bill. Is that what you're talking about, Sylvester?
You're talking about the vaccine bill, Sylvester?
I believe so.
Okay. Go ahead, Christy.
See, and that's the thing is that I wish people... That's the thing is so many times people don't do a little bit of research. But we have two legislators that drafted the bill. We don't even go into session until January. So we're not in session right now. There's no way to even pick up this bill and look at it until we get to January. And what this bill says is there's no other bill in the country like the one that these two guys drafted. And what it would do is it would put the government in between a private business and the people that work there. And would say now the government has the ability to dictate to that business what it can do and how it can treat its employees. Now, it's in regards to vaccine mandates. But if I, as a governor, go in there and start dictating to businesses what they do, then you blow the cap off of what government can tell businesses to do. And then we get well to a situation where then the last 18 months where government was telling businesses they had to close and businesses had to require masks and that businesses have to serve certain people they don't agree with. Then I can, as a government, now have set the precedent that I can tell that business you have to serve these people, you can't serve these people, and I completely control your business. And in South Dakota, we believe in private property rights. We believe that you have private property, that a business is private property, and that's not an area that you want to go putting the government having more control over than the people who invested in that business and put their life on the line for that business and their family. So
that sort of reminds me of January 6th. Where if you have an interpretation of the Constitution that says, okay, the job of Mike Pence is to open an envelope, and the job of the members of the legislative body is to vote on what's in the envelope. This is all up to the states, and the states sent that. And if you start saying, yeah, but, in other words, if we're going to pick this freedom, your freedom over the business's right to freedom, now you're in a really bad place, aren't you?
Well, then, yeah, absolutely. Then we become a pro-union, pro-labor state where the government has more say over your business than you do as the owner of that business. And here's the deal. These legislators have been going out and lying to people, saying that I have to call them into session, into a special session to pass this bill. That's absolutely not true. They can call themselves into session. Themselves into session and bring this bill forward. They just don't have support of the rest of their colleagues to do so, which means there's only two of these guys that have said they want this bill, and the rest of them, they don't have the support of the other people in the legislature because it's so poorly written.
Now, people should know this about legislators. Again, if you know your state constitution, they can call themselves into session. So if they have the votes to call themselves into session, sadly, and this happens everywhere, it's not just South Dakota, I think most of the South Dakota legislature is insanely jealous of Christy Hill and her popularity on the state, on the nationwide, platform and support from Donald Trump and all the rest. They all want to be Christy. So just, try it out, Christy, I guess. I don't know. More after this with Governor Christy Noem. What's on your mind?
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at My Pillow. Flash sale right now, and the slippers are all half price. I have them. I love them. I have a pair of the slip-ons. They're just like Uggs, by the way.
Love them.
And also the moccasins. The pair of each. Fantastic. Only thing I'd suggest is they run a little on the small side. So if you normally wear like a 12, get a 13 or whatever. But they're fantastic. 50% off. And the best part is you don't need Target. You don't need Jeff Bezos and Amazon. You don't need any of that. You don't need it at all. And by the way, you ought to buy from people like Mike Lindell that fight as hard as you fight. For election integrity, for the fact that someone can have an addiction and still be a productive member of society at some point. The Lindell Recovery Network's pretty good. Pretty amazing. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, by the way. Remember that. Promo code Scott and toll free at 800-228-0550. Speaking of election integrity, Kristi Noem with us, by the way, Governor of South Dakota in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Donald Trump has tweeted out, now he doesn't tweet anymore, but he puts out statements, and we put them on Twitter. It's hilarious, actually, and Facebook, and it perplexes Facebook. But he said today, if the Democrats could fight wars as well as they execute election fraud, we would have obliterated all of our many enemies throughout the world and would have nothing to worry about. It's classic Donald Trump, you know, taking a horrific situation, obviously, in Afghanistan and obvious poor leadership, but connecting it to election fraud. What's your reaction to the president's sentiment this morning?
He's right. I mean, they threw every tool that they had to manipulate this last election. At the same time, people ask me all the time, well, do I think that they manipulated software? Do I think that they manipulated how they mailed in ballots? I think they did it all. They did it all. And that's the thing that I wish they would have done in Afghanistan, for heaven's sakes, because this is far-reaching consequences. And this is what I'm trying to figure out, Scott, is how much of this was a decision that was made in the administration, because there's longstanding protocols within the Department of Defense and the Pentagon on how you withdraw from war zones. I mean, we've done this before, and I've been on the House Armed Services Committee for years, and I've done NDAA agreements, and there's protocols. And so somebody made the decision to ignore all that and do this on purpose. And so that the president needs to be held accountable for that, because these lives did not have to be lost. This did not have to happen. And we've still got hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans that are going to be in a hostage situation within a couple of days, and we need to get them out now.
So we hear a debate now about this, and I hesitate to go too far into this. I mean, heard conversations of impeachment yesterday and everything else, and Senator Kramer was on with us yesterday, just said now's not the time. We just got to pray that this come out, and I realize that debate will come later, but I think I hear you saying what I hear from others, that this may be less incompetence and more intentional. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if it's what I think it is, then absolutely he should be impeached. If it's, but I think we need to dig into it and get the facts. I'm not going to make that snap judgment today based on what I know, but I think if it's, there's enough history here where there's no way that they did not get questions and facts brought to them by generals and leaders within the Pentagon, where the White House decided, no, we're not doing it that way. We know we're leaving people exposed. We know we're leaving Americans. We know this is going to create a situation. And if you've watched what's happened in the last 24 hours, this is now a safe haven for terrorists in Afghanistan, and a safe haven where even the Taliban, who blows my mind, they were even talking about the Taliban as somebody they could even negotiate and talk to. Beyond that, now the Taliban are being overrun by even more extreme terrorists. So we went from, you know, a country that at least was halfway stable to now a country that's just a den of snakes that are going to go all over the world and create terror from there.
Galen in Bismarck, North Dakota, for Governor Kristi Noem. Go ahead, Galen. Galen, are you there? Your question for the governor? All right, Alex, I don't know if he's there still. You talk to him there. Turn your radio down. That'll help you. Texture says, Governor Christie's right. The workers have a choice, and it's a tough one. And if more stood up for their inalienable rights per the Constitution, they would all walk off the job in those businesses that required a vaccination. Your thought on that?
Well, can you imagine what would happen if 30 to 40% of employees just said, you know what, we're out? In South Dakota right now, I have less than 2,000 people on unemployment. In the entire state, I've got 28,000 open jobs. So it's not saying, and it's hard for people. This is a tough decision because they've got seniority, pensions, benefits. I get all that. Maybe the job is a block from their daycare and it works out really great. And I know it's not easy decisions, but can you imagine if all those employees got together, went to their employer and said, listen, we're not doing it, and stood together and used what power they have as individuals? That would be powerful and be a great partnership, and I will use my bully pulpit and every other strategy that I have under the law to make sure that I've got their back.
We talked this week with the incoming chief administrative officer, top leadership at Sanford Health, who's coming from the Bismarck presidency position, Dr. Mike LeBeau, by the way, a kidney doctor, a native of Newtown, North Dakota, an enrolled Standing Rock member. I mean, you know, rock-solid American. He's not going to tell you anything because he's carrying water for anybody. He's going to tell you what he believes. And he said, look, you know, he believes the vaccine is the best defense against the COVID strain that's coming with Delta right now. But he also said, as far as vaccinations are concerned and the employee mandate, they have a religious exemption and they have a, a health care exemption. So is that the way to solve that? Does that give you any comfort that they're allowing that?
Well, they have to allow that, and if they don't under the law, then I will go after them. Absolutely, and they know that. I think we also have to examine other exemptions, and that's one of the things that I have my general counsel looking at as well. What other exemptions could be built into the statute that gives our employees more protections?
Galen, let's try again here in Bismarck. Go ahead, Galen.
Hi, this is Galen calling.
Got it. Go ahead with your question or comment for Governor Noem, Galen.
Yeah.
You're up.
I listened to the show yesterday with Buck Sexton and Company, and they were very rude, disrespectful, and kept interrupting the governor. And she could have just as well been on CNN. They would have treated her no worse.
Yeah.
God bless you, Governor Noem.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and that's true. And they're wrong, or Buck was. I hate to wrap Clay up into this because I think Clay was decent. It was all Buck. And honestly, these guys want to replace Rush Limbaugh. You know, that's whose time slot they're in. They're no Rush Limbaugh. I'll tell you that for sure. Rush would have been on my side on this issue. Rush was all about defending the Constitution. He was all, and so they're no Rush Limbaugh. And frankly, somebody else should fill that time slot because those guys are just trying to get headlines and be sensational. And they're not really standing up and fighting for conservative ideas and principles.
Appreciate the call, Galen. By the way, we have Charlie Kirk on our stations. iHeartMedia, the KFAR station, has Buck and Clay, and you know what? The listeners are going to sort all that out soon. So I'm a big fan of Charlie Kirk. I know he's a big fan of yours, but I want to ask you about something that Charlie has converted me on a little bit. We have a sea of cement that has a big Amazon sign on it right now in Fargo. I believe you have something similar in South Dakota. If I was to take what little business acumen I have and pencil everything in the way of expenses for that facility, I'd say there's no way our marketplaces here will pencil out with that. It's not a good investment. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are in business, the ranch, same thing. You make decisions. I think they're here for social change. So does Charlie Kirk in that they are here to, you know, if you don't do X, let boys play girl sports, whatever, we will take these jobs elsewhere. Do you have that concern?
You know, I do have that concern. I think our agreement with their distribution center they built is a little different than what happened up there in North Dakota, but also they're not the big fish in the pond here. We have recruited huge businesses and still have several more deals we'll be announcing here in the next several months that will show that they're not going to be the player that will make any decisions here in South Dakota as far as our economy goes. Now, I think what people make with their personal purchasing decisions will affect Amazon's future and how much say they have over, you know, what the policies are because of how people get dependent on Amazon. But our state government is not setting up a system to where we depend on them for any of our decisions we'll be making for how life goes in South Dakota.
If there is a conservative within the sound of my voice, a true Republican within the sound of my voice that orders things from Amazon, you know you're paying for the club for them to beat us with. It's insane.
Yeah.
And take out small towns, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, mom and pop, Main Street businesses. Don't do it. Jennifer
says, what happened, Scott, in South Dakota was our small towns did better than ever during the last year and a half. Like, I have small towns that their sales tax went to 167% of normal because the more the pandemic hit, the more we talked about small towns, the more we talked about being local in your communities. And our small towns in South Dakota have never done better. So that's what I love is that in our state, I think it really is an example to the country about revitalization of even our most rural areas because of the decisions that we made. So, you know, our small towns are doing good, and they've got even more opportunity to tell their story than they had in the past.
I would argue it's because they have an ambassador on the national stage who defends freedom rather than talk about nanny state masks and, you know, you must and you will and you're under my thumb. I think you're a big reason that's happening, and that goes with Jennifer's comment on Facebook here. Said, I'm from Utah. My son is moving to Aberdeen, South Dakota to play college basketball. He was being recruited by many colleges, but he chose South Dakota specifically because of the policies of Governor Kristi Noem. The freedom she has allowed gives my son the opportunity to play basketball games, whereas other states shut down sports for schools. As a mother, I'm so grateful for Kristi Noem. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'll tell you, for the first time in history in this country, when people did a search engine and Googled where they wanted to take a vacation, my tourism secretary was telling me this just not too long ago. They always Googled tropical vacations or beaches or where they wanted to take their family. For the first time in history in the last year, they are Googling small towns in rural America, which tells you the rest of the world is watching what's happening in these rural areas that have let people be free, and they want to be like us. They want to come and see what it is that's helping people be happier, more successful, and grow, and they recognize it's the way that they want to live.
Another text question has to do with the question of Afghanistan refugees. And this is a touchy one because, obviously, the Biden administration is, they just, anybody, anywhere, bring them here, right? On the other hand, Afghan refugees actually have been vetted, won't get a passport unless they've been tested yet. We're still going to have that issue of who's infiltrating them with this chaos in Afghanistan. What's South Dakota's stance on this?
Well, right now it is that I don't want any Afghan refugees until we get all the Americans out of Afghanistan. If you're an American citizen, you need to be prioritized. We get our Americans out. I know these Afghan refugees have supported our military as well. They are definitely a priority. I question right now hearing that the Taliban is running the checkpoints getting into the airport, and they are technically the ones who are putting people on airplanes and getting them out of the country. So I'm going to be verifying that these really are true refugees who supported our military, because I don't trust how that vetting process is happening under the Biden administration.
Governor Kristi Noem, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. One more quick question, if you have the time. We've got a lot of questions that come in, but one more I would like to get to on some topics we wanted to cover today related to the fight with the feds on all fronts and what we anticipate coming. South Dakota, like North Dakota, is under assault from the federal government. Whether it's fireworks in South Dakota or energy development in North Dakota, it's insane. So one more question for Governor Noem before we let her go, and we'll come back with more. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news now, 24-7. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. And if your cable company doesn't have Newsmax, tell them, get Newsmax now. Newsmax TV. There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1-liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for 2 men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Todd the Radio God Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Alex on the phones today, and our super producer Chris Larson are going to leave the airwaves here in a few minutes, but we're going to be thinking the moment we leave about the next show, about Monday, And if you get a chance this weekend, whether it be Cape Fire's social media or websites or ours here at the Flag Family Radio Network or KLTC, listen to the interview with Clint Romachet. I think you'll really, really appreciate that. 27 minutes. Lots of feedback on Facebook today. You can watch this show every single day at frankspeech.com. frankspeech.com, or on our social media as well, in addition to listening to it. And we love our viewers that are watching. It's so fun. We often have our guests also on video. We didn't today with Governor Noem because she's in an airport getting ready to be that great ambassador for South Dakota. One final question for you, Christy, and that is what advice you would have for our listeners, people here in the Northern Plains, the heartland, in the way of taking on a flight. South Dakota in a battle with the federal government. North Dakota in a battle right now. You have Joe Biden cheerleading OPEC to lower prices here and hurt domestic production. Livelihoods, roads, bridges, water projects, you name it. Schools in North Dakota at the expense of foreign energy. And they're shutting down the Keystone Pipeline in your state as an example and then saying, hey, we want that pipeline to go from Russia to Germany. Let's remove the sanctions. You almost can't get your mind wrapped around it, but you need help. North Dakota leaders need help. What can people do?
Well, I went from having the Trump administration in the White House, and I was on offense every day, being creative, cutting regulations, cutting taxes, help people be more successful and put more power in their hands, to immediately, as soon as Joe Biden was sworn in, to going on defense. And to now all I do is fight and sue and try to stop federal government overreach. What I would tell everybody, the average citizen out there, is that do your research, do your homework, know what you're talking about. Talk facts and then get up every day and ask what you yourself can do too. I think we got too much finger pointing in this country, too many people always looking to other people to make actions and to make a difference. Get up in the morning and figure out what you can do and go out there and try to educate people for themselves too. There's too many people that are out there just to be rock stars and get a headline. We need people who actually do the work to make sure that we're making progress and defending our freedom.
Very well said. We appreciate the time so much. Know you're in demand, and know that this program and our listeners want to see you in another term as governor of the great state of South Dakota, so let us know how we can help.
Thank you, Scott. I sure appreciate that. Have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless. Best to the first dude, Brian, too, by the way.
I'll tell him.
We should give a shout-out to your father-in-law, too, who's probably listening at this very moment. So hi to Al, right?
That's right. Hi, Al. Have a great day, Al. Love you.
All right. Take care, Christy.
You bet. Bye.
What a breath of fresh air that woman is.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. South Dakota girl.
Ranch girl.
Married one.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. Anyway, on a day in which we're seeing the danger in poor leadership, it's nice to know somebody is on that front and fights like she does for us. And I think, you know, these are the kind of people that have Democrats scratching their head right now. And on this whole idea of the battle against the federal government on vaccine passports, I saw this from a woman who's a Democrat saying, wait a minute here. Maybe we ought to do a hard stop on some of this stuff. And that's where I'd listen to her and say, you know what? Do your research and do your part. Bring some people in, you know? Listen to this.
Hi. Hi, everyone. It's Naomi Wolf, CEO of Daily Clout. And as I promised, I'm here to talk about the vaccine passports. I appeared on Fox yesterday to share my warning about the vaccine passports, and I got hundreds and hundreds of emails from across the political spectrum saying, I'm scared too, what can I do to help? So I just wanted to take more time to explain what exactly the vaccine passports are.
It's not a good explanation. It's not one that'll give you the warm fuzzies this weekend sitting by the campfire. We'll have that on Facebook too and our social media after. But this is again a avowed Democrat CEO of a you know, a techie kind of a company there, and being bold and getting out there and saying no, hard stop. We've seen this movie before. Couple of texts we didn't get to. One says, right now, calling yourself a Republican is akin to turning left with your right signal on. You're going to keep getting more and more purists calling. We We're tired of the Democratic light Republicans and rhinos. John, Kevin, and Doug are weak and not the leaders we need in today's world. We don't want someone to play the game as it's played today in D.C. We want someone to change it. I think we all want to change it. I think the idea that you say they're the ones that need to go, they're the ones I want to fight against, when we literally are hanging on by our fingernails from an 800-story building right now as Republicans without any lever of power. And I just think that's crazy talk. I'm sorry. I do. Another texter says, I had a good conversation with a good friend of mine who's active in the Wisconsin National Guard for the last 8 years. He's considering not reenlisting. Two main reasons why he does not want to reenlist. Number one, they want to have everyone in the military mandatory vaccinated. And who would really want Biden as their boss, commander-in-chief?
That should really scare you.
It should. But you know what? Yeah. I also believe that's why people in this country have said, I'll die for this country, no matter who the commander-in-chief is, no matter what woke agenda is out there.
Yep.
You gotta fight through this. We the people have got to fight through this. Not talk show hosts, not anything. We the people. It's our country. God bless. See you Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4168. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.